Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra daf Kuf Nun Aleph. We are holding on daf Kuf Nun Amud Beis, about 10-15 lines before the end of the page. The last word on the line is Omar. First thing we're going to discuss is if a person says that I'm giving my nechasim to so-and-so, to a certain person, what is included in nechasim? And the Gemara is going to give us 8 different items that are included in nechasim and that one may have thought are not included in nechasim. Then the Gemara is going to tell us a story about a case of a mavrachas. We've discussed the notion of mavrachas. A woman is getting remarried and she doesn't want her new husband to be kona all of her nechasim, so she's makne it to a third party before the wedding, and then if anything were to happen with that marriage, she's going to want those nechasim back from that third party. So the Gemara is going to tell a story where that third party was her son, and there was a dispute that came out of it, whether he gets to keep it or whether he has to give it back. Then the Gemara is going to tell us 4 different stories relating to a matnas shchiv meira. The first one is going to be about giving to someone else, meaning a person gives a matnas shchiv meira to Reuven, then a few hours later gives that same matnas shchiv meira to Shimon, who's entitled to the matnas shchiv meira. The second one is going to be a matnas shchiv meira on shtaros. The third one is going to be about changing the recipient of the matnas shchiv meira because someone complained that it's not fair. Why did you give it to him? So the recipient was changed. And then the fourth one is going to be about a case where a shchiv meira can be chozer even after a kinyan, and even if he was Meshayer Karka Kol Shuhu, even if the Shchiv Merah didn't give everything, so it would be the kind of Matna Shchiv Merah that would stand forever, and even if there was a kinyan, it wasn't even like a regular Matna Shchiv Merah, where there's going to be a case where he could still be Choser if the person decides to be Choser later on. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas, whether a Matna Shchiv Merah B'miktsas requires a kinyan. If a person is dying and they give Matna Shchiv Merah, but they don't give everything, they leave some things for themselves. So we've been saying all along that even if the person gets better, that matana is valid. Yeah, but is that only if there was a kinyan there, or even if there was no kinyan? Is it at all like a regular matna shchiv meira where you don't even need a kinyan? That's going to be a machlokas amarayim. We're going to have one raya that it does not need a kinyan, 2 rayas that it does need a kinyan, and that's going to bring us to the end of the daf, Bezer Hashem. So let's begin. Omar Nechasa Leplanya, Kuf Nun and Bey's last run line is Omar. Omar Nechasa Leplanya, a person says, my Nechasim should go to so and so, should go to a certain person. So what's included in that Nechasim? So first of all, Avda Ikri Nechsi. An Eved is certainly called Nechasim Ditanan, Hakosev, Kol Nechasim Liavdo, Yatza Ben Chorin. If a person writes that he's giving all of his Nechasim to his Eved, the Eved goes free. Why? Because he included in all of his Nechasim is the Eved himself. So you see that an Eved is called Nechasim. The Rishonim raised the Kasha that the Gemara in Daf Samach Beis had told us that if a person says Lechavero, Nechasai Mechurim Lach, I am selling you my Nechasim, then he's only selling the Batim, the Avadim that are in his Rishos, but not Metaltalin that's in his Rishos. Now this first example is about Avadim, but all the other 7 examples are not going to be about Batim and Avadim, they're all going to be about Metaltalin. So how could it be that our Gemara is saying that when you say Nechasai, you're including Metaltalin, yet the Gemara in Samach Beis said that when you say Nechasai, you're not including Metaltalin? So there are several ways that the Rishonim take in resolving this question. Many of the Rishonim understand that the Rashbam resolves the question by saying that even though in our Sugya, the Kavanah is to be Makna the Metaltalin, it's only if you say Kol Nechasai, meaning we have to change the gear so in our sugya. That it's not that the guy said Nechasai Leplanya, it's that he said Kol Nechasai Leplanya. That when he says Kol, that's where everything is included. If you just say Nechasim and you don't say Kol, then it's not included. And the truth is, that's explicit in Samach Beis. In Samach Beis, the Gemara says that if you say Kol Nechasai, then the Taka does include the Metaltalin. So the easiest way to resolve it is say that we have a typo in our Gemara, there's a gear change that needs to be made over here, and it's Kol Nechasai. The truth is, it flows much easier in the Gemara, because the first raya that an Eved is included in the Nechasim is a mission that says, HaKosev Kol Nechasav Liavdo. How can you bring a raya from a mission that says, HaKosev Kol Nechasav, to a case where a guy just says, Nechasai? So obviously, Our case is not where he just says nechasai. He said kol nechasai leploni. So that's one way that the Rishonim have of resolving this question. Tosas and Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph and Dibur Maskelvi'i has a couple of other approaches. In his first approach, he says when you say nechasai with one yud, so then the kavana is only for the karka, not for the metaltalin. But over here, it's with two yuds, nechasai. It's a double yud at the end. That extra yud in the way you phrase it means that you're trying to include the mitaltalin as well. Then Tosus gives another answer on Samach Beis that it's only in our sugya we say that he wants to be makna the mitaltalin because he's giving it as a matana. He's not selling it. That's the difference. The sugya in Samach Beis was he was mocher his nechasim lechavero. Mocher is ba'ayin ra'a mocher. You're not mocher with a generous spirit, but matana is ba'ayin yafa who knows. When a person gives a matana, we assume he's giving with a great spirit of generosity. Okay, there are many more answers as well, but let's see further in the Gemara now. If ara ikri nechasi, if a person says my land, if a person says nechasai, his land is also called nechasim. How do I know that? Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Nechasim sheish nechayis nikhtim bechasef bishtar ubechazaka. Nechasim sheish nechayis could be acquired with kesef shtar chazaka. What are nechasim sheish nechayis? It's land. Land is acquired with kesef of Star and Chazaka. Rabbi Kiveger quotes a Chiddush in the name of his brother-in-law that someone who writes a Star and he writes in the Star that he's makna all of his nechasim except for karkaos. It's a suffix. Could be that houses are not included in karkaos. They're included in other nechasim and they get included in that Star because machlokes rishonim if something is talush l'b'sof chibro is nidon kekarka, something that was detached and then you attach to the ground, does that have a din of karka? All houses are made with building materials that were originally detached from the ground and then later were attached to the ground. So if it's a safek, in those places where the Baal HaShtar is Yadu Al Aliona, so the batim should be included in the kinyan and the napachal karkaos that are not included in the kinyan. So Rabbi Kiveger disagrees with the Svara for several reasons. First of all, this is Rabbi Kiveger in Madura Kama Simchuf Chavtes. First of all, he says the Baal HaShtar the Yad Baal HaShtar is not Al Eliona unless there's some sort of suffix in the Lashon of the Shtar that's Talui in the Das of the Kosev. But Sveikos that are suffix to Dina, that apply in all Halacha, that are not about the Das of this Kosev in particular, like a suffix, whether something that's Talui Shul B'Sof Chibro is Dino Kikark or not, we do not say that the Yad Baal HaShtar is Al Eliona. Furthermore, he says, since we see that the Minhag Pashut is that they don't give to banos from the batim, they consider it like karka, and all the achronim and the tshuvas mention batim as a type of karka. You have to say that the person was following the minhag, and that we assume that a house would have the din of karka as well. So anyway, further in the Gemara, third example, glima, an article of clothing, ikri nichsei, that's also called nechasim ditnan v'shein lemachrayus. We say that nechasim shein lemachrayis can only be acquired with mashicha. So metaltalin, like clothing, is nechasim shein lemachrayis can only be acquired with it's nechasim. We see we call it nechasim shein lemachrayis. Zuzi, fourth example, ikri nichsi. Money is also called nechasim. Ditnan v'shein lemachrayis niknim nechasim sheish lemachrayis because of b'shar b'chazaka. Yes, the same halacha that metaltalin can be acquired with a kinyan that you make on karka if you acquire the metaltalin. Agav the karka, but look at the example that we give. Ki had Rav Papa havale tracer alfi zuzei bechozai. Rav Papa was owed 12,000 zuz by the bechozai. They had 12,000 zuz of his money. Akninu ne'alel Rav Shmuel Baracha agav asifa debesei. So Rav Papa was makna all that money to Rav Shmuel Baraba. Agav, the being makna to him, the doorstep of his house. So since he was makna the doorstep of his house, and agav that, he was makna the money, now Rav Shmuel Bar Acha is the one who was owed all that money. Why did he want to give it to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha? Because Rav Shmuel Bar Acha was going to the place where Bechozai were, so he'd be able to collect it. So Kiyasa, Nafak Le'ape HaTavach, when Rav Shmuel Bar Acha came back with the money, Rav Papa came all the way out until Tavach to go greet him and to go get the money. from him. But the bottom line is that you see that what was he being maknet him? Money. And only nechasim shein la machrayis are niknu im nechasim sheish la machrayis. So you see that money is called nechasim. Tosus writes that there are some svarim that have the girsa m'saks b'vakam v'daf kuv dalid dava masik, meaning the, according to their girsa, it was a milva balpeh, and you can even be kona a milva balpeh with a kinyan agav. But Tosus says that you can't say that, because we're going to have a gemara later on that sounds in tomorrow's daf, that sounds like that you can't be makna a halvav matnas bari unless you have a kinyan. So they say it has to be that it's talking about a milva b'shtar. But aside from that, why is it that dafka that when Rav Papa wanted to be makna the money, it was agav asifa de beisei? It was agav the doorstep, the threshold of his house. What is it about the threshold of the house that would be the obvious choice of what you're going to make the kinyan agav out of? So the Rimi Gash writes that when you're makna karka to be used for a kinyan agav, you need to have a karka misuyemes. You need an easily identifiable karka, exactly where it is. So if you're not makna karka misuyemes, the metaltlin will not be nikna agav the karka. So Hidafka wanted to take something that is a very clearly demarcated piece of karka. What could be a more demarcated piece of karka than the actual threshold of his house? However, the Yad Ramah disagrees. He says when you're makna karka l'chavero, even if it's ena musiemes, you could still be kona metaltalin together with it. So why did Dafka say asifa de base? He says Yad Ramah, because if he's makna any of his other karkas, Rav Shmuel Bar Acha could have come and taken the karka. So he Dafka wanted to give him asifa de base, because even though it's not karka, it's only mechuber l'karka, so it's dino ke karka. It follows the darki kinyanim of karka, but you could always rip it out. You can always take it out and then it won't be karka anymore. So if Shmuel Barach ever wants to collect, he wanted to make sure that he's not going to actually collect real karka of his. Good, you ever want to take that asifa debesei from me? So you'll rip it out. You'll take the asifa debesei. At least I can put a new one there. It's not going to be karka that's going to be there forever. There's also machlokes Rishonim. Why Rav Papa went all the way until Tavach to greet him? Some Rishonim explained that he went to greet him because he was bringing him all this money. So he wanted to right away see his money and make sure that it was for real. That's how Rashi writes to Maseches Baba Kama. In the Tshuvas HaGaonim and the Rabbeinu Chananel, they say he went to greet him because he didn't want Rav Shmuel Bar Acha to go be kona the Asifa Debesei. So he wanted to sort of get the whole deal out of his head before he arrived at the doorstep of his house. He didn't want him to take the doorstep of his house. The Ravid and Rimi Gash suggest that he went to greet him because he was afraid that if other people would meet Rav Shmuel Bar Acha first, people would say, wow, 12,000 zuz, you know that's yours. You don't have to give that to Rav Papa. He was already matnit it to you, so he didn't want anyone else to get in his ear before he got his money back. So he went first in order to be able to make sure that he got his money back. Other interpretations as well, but we'll leave it at that. Four lines on the bottom page. Shtara ikri nechsi. Shtaros are also called nechasim. Damer Rabbi Yitzchak shnei shtaros. And there are two types of shtaros. We're actually going to bring a raya from what we're soon going to see is a third type of shtar. But two types of deals relating to shtaros. Amar zach b'sad zel ploni v'kisvelos hashtar. If you say I want you to be corner of this field for ploni and write a shtar for him, chazer b'shtar v'ena chazer b'sada. You're allowed to change your mind about the shtar, but you're not allowed to change your mind about the field. Al menas shetichte below es hashtar. If you say that I'm giving it to you, al menas, I'm giving it to ploni, al menas that you write a shtar, chozer b'mishar b'mishada. Then you can be chozer on both of them until it's done. Rav Chiya bar Avin amar Rav Huna shlosh hashtaros hein. There's a third deal involving shtar. Trei hani diamrin, the two that we mentioned, and idach im kada mochar v'kasav es hashtar kosa shashaninu kosa shtar l'mochar v'alchi shen lokeach imo. If the mochar gets up and writes the shtar first, because the halacha is you're allowed to write a shtar for a mochar even if the lokeach is not with him. As soon as the person is kona the karka, he's kona the shtar agav the karka. Now what can be nikna agav what? Vizuisha shaninu nechasim sheina machrayis nikna mimel chasim sheisha machrayis because of b'shar b'chazaka. When you're being kona karka, you could be kona nechasim sheina machrayis. So you see that shtar has a din of nechasim. And the Gemara goes on, behema Ikri Nechsi. Behema is also called Nechasim. A sixth example of that which is called Nechasim. Ditnan. Hamakdish Nechasim Vaisa Ben Behema Ru'il Gabi Mizbeach. If a person is Makdish is Nechasim, and amongst those Nechasim, he has a Behema that's right to the Mizbeach, Zacharim Olos. Any Behemos that are male are just going to be brought as a carbon Ola. Unekevos, any females, Yimachru Litzarche Zivche Shlamim, should be sold for those who need a carbon Shlamim. The money should then be used for a carbon ola, but the animals themselves are going to be sold for those who require a carbon shlamin. Seventh item on the list, ofos ikri nichsi. Ofos are called nechasim. Detana makdash nechasim vayben dvar maruyin legabim mizbeach. Yenos, shmanim, viofos. Some of those makdash is nechasim, and amongst those nechasim, there are things that are right to be brought in the mizbeach. For example, wine, oil, and ofos. So you see that ofos are called nechasim. Says the Gemara, eighth example, tefillin ikri nechsi. One's tefillin are also called nechasim. Ditnan, a makdish nechasav, malin lo tefillin. If a person is makdish all of his nechasim, his tefillin are included, but we assess their value and we require him to give that value to the Beis HaMikdash in order to get his tefillin back, because he's going to need to do the mitzvah. So that's our list of definite things that are definitely called nechasim. The Rambam quotes that the Shchivmer Rambam in Hilchas Chiyum Matana Perikin Aleph Halachat Hazvav says Shchivmer that says nechasim leploni, he takes all the metalton, all the karkaos, the begadim, the avadim, the behema, the ofos, and the tefillin. But so he gives a list of six items that are all included. Lechem Mishra just says that's strange. What about the shtaros? What about the ma'os? Meaning we had a list of eight items. The Rambam only gives six items. So that's a very strange, very difficult. The Rambam maybe had a different girsa, and you have to say something. Why would that, he doesn't have to list all of them. You know, you could just say everything, all metaltim, without giving examples, and only mention the a few other examples. But the fact that he lists so many different examples and he dafka leaves two off, so that's it's a little bit difficult to understand why he would do that. The Gemara now raises a shaila. All of these are definites, but this last one was very intriguing. A guy's makdish is tefillin. That is makdish all of his nechasim. His tefillin are included in nechasim. So yibayilu sefer Torah mai. Once we're talking about holy items, what about a sefer Torah? Is makdish a sefer Torah? Given to them is davin dasal uzvune lav nichsehu. The way our girsa has it is the Gemara actually fleshes out what the two studim of the shaila are. Rashbam had a different girsa where the Gemara doesn't actually flesh it out, and he has a different suggestion of what the two studim are. But the way our Gersa has it is, what would be the svara that a Sefer Torah is not called Nechasim? Because maybe Nechasim means something that you're allowed to buy and sell as you please. But a Sefer Torah cannot be sold, because it's usur to sell a Sefer Torah, therefore maybe it's not Nechasim. Or maybe you could say, no, that since you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to learn Torah, in order to get married, so it is called Nechasim, because there are circumstances where a person is allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. Teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. If you look at Rashbam, Sefer Torah, mi mikri nichsi kitfilin damu, odil matfilin anu taima davi malbush. Aval sefer mitzvihi velo nichsi. See, the Rashbam is a different way of explaining the tut studim by Sefer Torah. Not about whether you're allowed to sell it or not, but whether an item of kedusha is called nechasim when it can't be used as a malbush. Tefillin is something that you wear, and therefore it's a malbush. Therefore, it's like blima. It's like any other article of clothing that would be called nechasim. But Sefer Torah is a mitzvah, and it's not. It's therefore not nechasim. V'af pishiach lemachro lo mikri nichsi. And even though you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah, given the proper circumstance, still it's not going to be called nechasim, and that's what we leave as a teku. If you look at Tosfos, Yibayilu Sefer Torah Ma'ivim Tomer Ma'ikav Yibayilu Al Karchu B'chal Nechasim Shein LeMachrayis Dinikun B'Mashiachon Nechasim Sheishon Rachshelikun B'Gatz B'Shar B'Chazaka Demin Nafik Mibenaya. Tosfos says, I don't understand. Can you make a kinyan on a Sefer Torah? Yeah, you can make a kinyan on a Sefer Torah. Which kinyan do you make on a Sefer Torah? Kinyan Karka or Kinyan Metaltlin? I don't know, but one of them. Meaning, there's definitely a way to make a kinyan on a Sefer Torah, and it fits into one of the categories. It's either metaltelin, where you have kinyan agba, meshicha, or whatever, or it's karka, where you have keser shtar chazaka. So it's both of those are nechassim. There's nechassim sheyesh l'machrayis, nechassim sheyin l'machrayis. Sefer Torah is not in its own category. Va'omeri davgav davi linin kniya kinechassim sheyin l'machrayis mikal makom lavi b'chal nechassim l'fi sheyin l'yachal l'machray elam l'tar v'lisi yishkodam barak basa de Megillah. Says, tells us, you're right. As far as dine kinyanim, it has din of nechassim. That's not what our shayla is. When we're talking about b'lashim le'adam, when a person says, I'm giving my nechassim, I'm being matish my nechassim, something like that, do we include Sefer Torah in that? Obviously, it has a din of nechassim she'en lemachrayis, it has a din of metaltalin. As far as kinyan is concerned, your kona Sefer Torah with the kinyan agbah, that is not the diyun in our Gemara. It's a very interesting halacha, this idea that one is not allowed to sell the Sefer Torah, meaning the fact that you're limited in your mekach and memker of it makes it that it may not be called nechassim. We just got a shayla recently. There's a shul whose rabbi is retiring, and they have to give him a severance, whatever it is, a chadash l'shana or something, whatever the standard severance is, or whatever's in his contract, and not severance, but a retirement package that they have to give him, and they can't afford to give him a retirement package and to hire a new rabbi. They can't do both unless they sell some of their Sefer Torah. They have a lot of Sefer Torah. So they want to know if they're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah in order to pay for a rabbi's severance. So is that called Lilmot Torah? Is that called Lisa Isha to pay for a severance? Probably not. You know, that's not Lilmot Torah. It's not Lisa Isha. So Rosh Hashanah said, absolutely not. They can't do it. So then they say, okay, what about to hire the new rabbi? You know, that's Lilmot Torah because you need the new rabbi. The severance will pay, but then we're going to sell the Sefer Torah to hire the new rabbi. I don't know. I think it might be a stretch. I'll have to figure something else out, but that was their shaila in the Chuvos Beis Shmuel. He tries to bring a raya from Arasugya that you're allowed to sell tefillin, because the whole suffix in the Gemara, certainly the way we have the suffix in the Gemara about Sefer Torah, is maybe it shouldn't be called nechassim because you're not allowed to sell it. Oh, so tefillin must be you are allowed to sell, because we had no suffix about tefillin in our Gemara. Then there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether other Sifrei Kodesh have a din of a Sefer Torah, meaning is it the same suffix when it comes to other Sifrei Kodesh? Now, again, the Rashbam understood our suffix is that tefillin is different because it has a din of a malbush, whereas a Sefer Torah is just a mitzvah. So where would you say other Sefer Kodesh? Definitely not a malbush. Are they a mitzvah? Probably. The Rush writes that buying other Svarim and writing other Svarim is a key mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah b'smanazah. Other Rishonim understood that the tzad of the Gemara that Sefer Torah is not included in the Chasim is because you're not allowed to sell it like Shar Nechasim, like our Gemara says. Okay, are you allowed to sell other Sifrei Kodesh? Questionable, right? If it really has the din of mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, so maybe the same reason you're not allowed to sell Sefer Torah, because you can't give up the opportunity to learn from it, is the same reason you're not allowed to sell others from. The Ritva understood that the suffix of the Gemara was the Chashivus of a Sefer Torah. It's a shame b'fnei atzmo, it's called its own thing. Ooh, so how would that play out with other Svarim? The same Chashivus? Not really the same Chashivus as the Sefer Torah, but also a Dover Chashuv. So that's the discussion in the Rishon and the Beis Yosef writes in Choshemishvah Sim Reish Mem Ches that even though the Rosh writes in Hilchos Sefer Torah at the end of Menachos that they're in the back of Menachos that in that Bismanenu the Ikar Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah is by buying other Svarim to learn from, therefore you're only allowed to sell other Svarim to get married or to learn more Torah. But nevertheless, since it's not the same Chumrah, it doesn't have the same Chumrah Davar as selling a Sefer Torah itself, and Maisim B'chol Yom that people sell their regular Svarim, so therefore other Svarim are called Nechasim, even though Sefer Torah may not be. However, Rabbeinu Baruch Maram Rutenberg are Medayik from the Rashbam that the whole Suffolk of the Gemara is that Sefer Torah is not a Malbush, while other Svarim are not a Malbush either, and therefore maybe other Svarim would have the din of a the same din as a Sefer Torah. This Rashbam is used as a raya. There's a tshuva in the Marsham where someone had made a neder that he's going to give his money. He set aside a certain amount of tzedakah money for clothing for aniyim. And an ani came who didn't own a pair of tefillin. So he wanted to know, can he buy him a pair of tefillin if he had designated the money for clothing for aniyim? Does that count as clothing for aniyim? So the Rashbam sounds like yes, because Rashbam says the whole svar to say that tefillin is nechasim and we hold tefillin is nechasim, is that tefillin is a malbush. But Sefer Torah is different because Sefer Torah is not a malbush. So maybe it's a diuk that the Rashbam holds that way, but it's not so clear that anybody else would hold that way. So it's not so clear you would say that way la halacha. Okay, says the Gemara further. Three lines before they get wide, kuf nun aleph amad aleph. Ime de Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. The Gemara is now going to tell four different stories about Shchiv Mira, about a matnas. Actually, first the story about a mavrachas, then four stories about a matnas Shchiv Mira. Ime de Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, kasfinu l'nichse l'Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. The mother of Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia wrote over all of her nechassim to her son, to Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, the Bailin Suvile, the Rav Zid. Because Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia's mother wanted to get married to Rav Zvid, and she didn't want Rav Zvid to become all of her nechassim. She was being mavriach, the nechassim, by giving them to her son instead. In Siva, she married Rav Zvid Vigirsha, and then ultimately Rav Zvid divorced her. I don't know if it was because he found out that she was mavriach all of her nechassim or whatever, it didn't work out. He divorced her. Asil kamed Rav Bibi Barabaye, so now she went to sue her son for the money, right, for all of her nechassim back. So she went to Rav Bibi Barabaye's bezin, Amar Mishum in Suve, Vahe in Siva. He said, well, you know, the whole point of giving the money was so that you can get married, and you got married, and therefore you lose. Your son was kona it. The fact that you were megaladas, that you were only giving it because you wanted to get married, that would have helped you if you never got married. And we would say, okay, then it's not a real kinyan. But you did get married. You got divorced. Didn't work out in the end, but you got married. So therefore, the moment you get married is when it's a done deal, and you can't get your money back. Amalei Rafun Bridge of Yeshua. So Rafun Bridge of Yeshua said to Rabbi Barbaye, Mishum da asu mi mula'i amrisu mili mulyusa. Because you come from mula'i, you say things that are mulyusa, meaning you're saying things that are totally incorrect because you are from the family of the base Eli, who are a cut off family, a cursed family. And here's why you're incorrect. Even if you say that when you're giving something only as a mevrachas, it's koneh, hanimi li'echad l'gal yadaita. That's only if you did not express explicitly why you are giving it. Over here, you're saying explicitly why you're giving it, and it was to get married and to avoid your husband from being konit, and now you got married and got divorced, so you should be able to get it back. If you look at Tosfos, Gal Yadaita Dimishum Suvihu Van Siv Vizgarsha V'chem Goris Rach. That's our Girsa, that's Rabbi Nachmanel's Girsa. However, Tosfos says, Veinu Nir Lari, Damashma Davitai Mishum Demigrusha V'l Maisa Tachas Baila Kana, meaning the implication is that the only reason she gets it back is because they got divorced. But if she would not have gotten divorced, she wouldn't get it back. V'il Perkish Shnavl Mashma Davil Kshitachas Baila Lo Kanina Lo Keach. The Parachasm Chimach Lo Kanina Lo Keach Lo Kaninu Baal U'mishani Takanta Dra. So the bottom line is, it sounds from elsewhere in Shas that even while she's still married, the Kenyan is not Chal. We know it wasn't a real Kenyan, it was just a way of being Mavriach the Nechassim. Now it could be that we keep our girsa and we say that she can only take possession, it's hers the whole time, but it's not in her rishus. She can only take possession of it again once the marriage is over. It remains in the rishus of the lokeach until the marriage is over. Now, what's this this phrase that we have? Asi mimulai. So the Rishonim explained that he said it because he comes from the family of Eli, who doesn't have arichus yamim. That's the sugi Rosh Hashanah daf yuches of what exactly happened that Eli was cursed, that his family was cursed. Rashi says mimulai means mekutaim. It's a mishpacha that's ketua me arichus yamim. It's cut off from having arichus yamim. Rashi Nevama says mimulai means umlalang. Ksuba says that mumulai means givnonim ubali mumim. That all of this, it's all different ways of saying that they don't have a richus yamim. However, Tosos in Yivamos in Mesachas Yivamos and Daf Ayin Vav suggests that he says the Asum Mulai is just the name of the place where the family of Eli comes from. So that's why he's Mimala means it's the name of a place. So it was a place where people didn't live a long life. Okay, so either way he was criticizing him. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Another story. Eme de Rami Bar Chama Beurta Kasavtinu L'Nichsa L'Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama's mother in the evening wrote all of her nechassim over to her son Rami Bar Chama. Bitzafra Kasavtinu L'Rav Ukva Bar Chama. The next morning she saw her other son Rav Ukva, and she wrote her nechassim all
to Rav Ukva Bar Chama.
Also, Rav Bar Chama came to Rav Sheshes, Ukmei B'nichsei. So Rav Bar Chama came in front of Rav Sheshes after Mom died, and he said, I want these nechassim, and they gave him the nechassim. He was the first one to make a kidney on them, or he was the first one to receive them from his mother. Also, Rav Ukva Bar Chama came to Rav Nachman, Ukmei B'nichsei. Rav Ukva Bar Chama went in front of Rav Nachman's Beis Din, and he got it. He was Zocha in the nechassim. So Asur Rav Sheshes, the Kamed Rav Nachman. So now the two Dayanim had to talk it out. You know, one of the Dayanim paskin for one son, the other one for the other son. So Rav Sheshes came to Rav Nachman. Amalei, my time will come in the Maruk for Barchama, the Ravuk for Barchama. Why did you give all the nechassim to Ravuk for Barchama? Imishum dahadraba vashchiva. What, you want to say she was chozer? You can only be chozer. Shchivmer can only be chozer from their gift if they get better. She never got better. She died. So she gave the gift to the first son first. So you can't be chozer on that unless you get better. She never got better. So the fact that she tried to be chozer by giving it the next morning shouldn't mean anything. No, the halacha is, anytime the halacha would be, that if she would be omeid, she'd be able to be chozer, meaning she gave all of her nechassim as a shchiv mera. If she would get better, she'd be able to be chozer, so she could be chozer, and that matana, so long as she's still alive, and she was chozer while she was still alive. So he says, no, eimad amar Shmuel liatzmo. Yeah, you know what I mean? She could be chozer? She could be chozer to keep it for herself. But liachar miyamar, to divert it to somebody else, to say that it's not going to go to the person I gave it to, instead it's going to go to somebody else, that's not within her authority. Amrli b'feir shomer Shmuel ben liatzmo ben liachar. He says, no, I'm sorry, I have a tradition that's not what Shmuel said. Shmuel said that she's allowed to be chozer, so long as she's not dead yet, she can be chozer, as long as there was a kind of matana that would have been a matna shchiv mira, where if she would have gotten better, she could be chozer and decide to give it to someone else, the same way she could be chozer and decide to keep it for herself. If you look in Rashbam, Emi Drami Barchama, Umaskana Achron Kana Mishum Dahadraba Mirishon, the Maskana of the Gemara sounds like that the second guy is Kona because she was Chozer from the first one. But then Rashbam points out, Perak Mishay Nosib Ksubis, Ika Maisa Achrini. There's another story that appears in Mesechus Ksubis, that Emi Drami Barchama Bitsafra Kasaftinan Nixay Drami Barchama, Luurta Kasaftinan Ravukva, that in the morning gave it to Rami Barchama, and in the evening gave it to Ravukva. And over there, the Gemara is a different maskana. It says shuda d'daini. It doesn't come with an absolute conclusion. This one's right. That one's wrong. It's up in the air. It's up to the assessment of the dayan to figure out who she really wanted to give it to. Mio humi baylan lukmi matnas bari v'adacha b'shchivra b'shchivra lo shom yamecha lo shom shnei yamim achron kani da'adar be'mikamei. Says Rosh Hashanah, we have to say is there were two different stories with the same woman, the same two sons, and she didn't learn her lesson the first time. She was healthy in one of the situations, so in the situation that she was healthy, shuda d'daini. But in the situation where she was giving away nechassim on her deathbed as a shchiv mira, that's our sugya. That it always goes to the last guy. It doesn't make a difference if it was one day or multiple days. The last guy is the one who gets it. She has the right to be chozer on the matana. Says the Gemara further another story. Amy de Rav Amram Chasida, the mother of Rav Amram Chasida, havela meluga d'shtarai. She had a bundle of shtaros. Kika shachva amrla havela Amram bri. When she was dying, she said, "Okay, let this bundle of shtaros go to my son Amram." Aswa chula kamed Rav Nachman amrlei v'lo mashach. So they came to Rav Nachman and said, "Wait, where was the kinyan? I didn't see a mashicha." Amlu divrei shchivmera k'ksuvna k'msurin dami. What do you mean, where's the kinyan? This divrei shchivmera k'ksuvna k'msurin dami. Shchivmera doesn't have to do a kinyan. The havamina was that maybe for shtaros it's different. That maybe to be makna shtaros you'd have to do a kinyan. So he said, no, nothing doing. Any sort of divrei shchivmera, you don't need a kinyan. Third story relating to shchivmera. After the Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna, kasavtinu l'nichsei the Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna betzafra. The sister of Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna wrote her nechassim to Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna in the morning. Lepanya asa Rav Achdavi bar Rav Masna bachala. And then in the evening, her other brother Rav Achdavi bar Rav Masna came crying to her. Amrla hashta amr martzur mirabanan marlavzur mirabanan. It's difficult enough being Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna's brother trying to live up to his standards. standard and live up to, you know, it's not so easy. Now everyone is going to say, yeah, he's a Talmud Chacham, I'm not a Talmud Chacham, and that's why you gave everything to him. So Kasif Tinun L.A., so she felt bad for the brother, for the little brother, I guess, and she said, you know what, I'll give it to you. She wrote it all to him. Also, Kameder of Nachman Ramle, Hachem Rashmol, Kal Shilu Amen Chozer Matanaso, exactly like we said before, that she's, if she were to get better, she could be Chozer on this gift. So Mela, she's allowed to get to be Chozer on this gift right now, which is an interesting taina. Rav Elchanan raises the question. The whole reason, his whole taina was, it's not fair. They're going to say, he's a Tzor Merban and I'm not, because you're giving him the whole gift, you're not giving it to me. So ask Rav Elchanan, Kovit Shurim, yeah, now that I'm giving it to you, they're going to say, he's not a Talmud Chacham and you are a Talmud Chacham. Why is that any better? Meaning, you're allowed to do that? So, Mada Lachsni L'chavr Chalosavit, you shouldn't do to him what you don't want done to yourself. This is Mamish doing to him what you don't want done to yourself. So he says, it could be that when it's me or him, then that doesn't apply. Meaning I'm allowed to protect myself even at the expense of somebody else. Meaning if there's a flood that's about to come and flood out my field, I'm allowed to divert the water even though it's got to go somewhere and it's going to go to somebody else's field. If it's already in my field, I'm not allowed to dump it into somebody else's field. But if it's but if I'm diverting it before it gets, so that's the discussion. There's Yerushalmi like that. There's a discussion in Achronim. If you're standing right in front of your friend and someone throws a punch at you, are you allowed to duck? I mean, it's going to hit the guy behind you. So you're allowed to, you know, self-protection. To protect yourself, it's going to cost somebody else. So that's the discussion. Do we say that objectively this is an act of protecting yourself? Or is it, no, that it's, you have to keep in mind the consequences. And you're not allowed, it can't be on Yenim's Cheshbin that you're going to protect yourself. Okay. Achtei d'Rav Dimi bar Yosef, havelei piskosa de pardesa. She had a piece of land. She had this thing that every time she got sick, she thought she was dying, and she would be makna everything to her brother. And it got annoying, because every time she had a fever, you know, she'd say, okay, I'm being makna everything. He'd be like, all right, I'm getting everything. And then the next day, she said, I take it all back. So, every time she got better, she took it right back. So one time she got sick. So she sent her brother, I want you to come and bikona this karka. He says, no thanks, I'm not interested. You have the sniffles again? No thank you, I'm not interested in the karka. She said, no, really, wherever you come right now and be kona the field with a real kinyan, not just stam, you know, divrei shchiv merah, this, that, real kinyan, come make a kinyan. And then that will, you know, that will be binding. Not only did he come do an act of kinyan, which normally would be final, he did better than that. He left out some karka from the kinyan, so that even if it were to be viewed as a matna shchiv merah, when you're meshayer kolshu in a matna shchiv merah, the kinyan is binding even when the person gets better. So he really covered all of his bases. He did a maisa kinyan, he left out some of the karka to leave it for her, so that no matter what happens, he'll have it. Kikaima hadraba. She gets better, she says, I changed my mind, I want everything back. Also, the commander of Nachman, shalach leita. So she came to Rav Nachman and said, I want my property back, I want to sue my brother. And Rav Nachman subpoenaed him to court, said, you got to show up. Lo asa, he didn't show up. Amr mai esi, hashai rev economy. Now he says, what do I show up to court? There's no case over here. This is the way every litigant feels in every case. Why do I have to show up? Of course I'm right. There's no case over here. I did everything. I made a kinyan, I was meshayer karka. What more could I have done? It's obviously mine. Shalach lei lo asa, machin lach b'silva delomava dama. He says, if you don't show up, I'm going to put you in chayram. I'm going to hit you with sticks that do not draw blood, which is a way of saying that you're going to be that you're going to be put in nidui. So you better show up to court. Amru l'sadi hachi hechi avamaisa. So he said to the witnesses, Rav Nachman asked the witnesses, he questioned the witnesses in the court case, no, what exactly happened over here? Amru lei amra hachi vayde kamesa hach itza. They said, we were with her at the time, she was saying, ay vey, I'm dying. Amru lehu, ooh, she said, ay vey, I'm dying, imkein ava mitzav machmas misa, mitzav machmas misa chozer. Then she was just saying this because she thought she was dying, and the whole thing was only on condition that she would die, and she could be chozer. Meaning it's one thing when you're giving things away without saying explicitly that you're giving it away because you're dying. Then we can make an assumption that if you gave everything away, it was only because you're dying, but if you didn't give everything away, then you really meant it as kinyan. But if you say that you're giving it away because you're dying, then it's obvious, then we know if you don't die, then you didn't really mean to give it away. So the case that he thought was so obvious, I covered all my bases, of course it's mine, not so obvious. Itmar. Matna Shchivmirah b'miksas. What if the Shchivmirah gives away most of his property or some of his property, but not all of it? So one thing we know is that if he gets better, he can't be chozer. But Amruba Ban Kamed Rav Mishmed Marzuch Braid Rav Nachman Dam Mishmed Rav Nachman Harei Kamatnas Bari Varei Kamatnas Shchivmirah. In a certain sense, it's like a Matnas Shchivmirah, and in a certain sense, it's like a Matnas Bari. How so? Harei Kamatnas Bari Shemamaneinu Chozer. It's like a Matnas Bari that you can't backtrack on it when you get better because you didn't give everything away. But it's like a matna shchivmira in that you still don't need to do a kinyan. Meaning, if a shchivmira gives away some of their possessions and then without a kinyan, with amira alone, and then dies, those possessions belong to that person. It does count even without a kinyan. The rule of divrei shchivmira kiksuvin kumsurin dami is shelo titzrof daito. We don't want him to get upset that his ratzon is not being fulfilled, so we streamline the process of allowing him to be in his property. So that applies even if it's only b'mitzas. Amruluhu Rava. Rava said, "Lava aminul chulotitul bukishrikim Rav Nachman. Didn't I tell you you shouldn't say silly things in the name of Rav Nachman? Hachi am Rav Nachman. I'll tell you. Here's what Rav Nachman said: Harei ukematnas bari ubayakinin. That even a matnas shkivim rabbe mitzas is like a matnas bari entirely. It requires a kinyan. So Eisei Rav Rav Nachman shir kar kol shu matanoso kemes. My love, the lokanimine. So Rav asked Rav Nachman, wait a second. Didn't it say if you leave karka kol shu the matan is going to be kayam even without a kinyan? So he says, how does that prove anything? Lo, dekonamine. No, there was a kinyan. Ihachi, if there was a kinyan, ema seifa lo shir karka kol shu ein matanoso kemes. If there was a kinyan, we said if he gave everything away, the matan is not going to be kayam. Vi dekonamine, am I in matanoso kemes? But if you made a real kinyan, why is the matan not kayam? Amalei hachi amashmol, shkrim rosh kosov kol nechazel acherim. If a shchivmer has makna everything, even with a real kinyan, but he gave everything away, then obviously he was only doing it because he thought he was dying. If he gets better, he can be chozer on that. We know he was only doing it machmas misa. Beis Hashem will bring the next two rayas in this machlokas tomorrow, and then we'll continue on to the next stuff.